The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's horse racing preview. We're going to look ahead to the second day of the eBar meeting. Today is Ladies' Day and we've got some fine fillies in action in the feature race, the Yorkshire Oaks. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is the man who'll be on board riposte in the big race, Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
I'm very good. How are you, Mark?
I'm very well, thank you. Before we get stuck into Thursday's action, Tom, let's just quickly take a look back at Wednesday's stuff, the opening day of the eBar meeting, and it was pretty much a day for rewarding those who kept the faith, wasn't it, with Declaration of War coming home in front in the big race, and Telescope also winning the Great Voltager.
That's right. It was good racing. The bookmakers had a good day yesterday with Tornado and Al-Kazim failing to win the Judmont, but as you said, Declaration of War was impressive. He dug deep when it mattered, and it was a good performance. So that was good. And Telescope, you know, building on his defeat at Haydock, he went one better, and it looks like he's going to be supplemented for the Pleasure of Donny now. So interesting stuff, and good racing, good crowd, and looks like to be more of the same again today.
Yes, always a good meeting at York, and we're going to get stuck into the second day of it now. Then the first race this afternoon is the 155, and this is the DBS Premier Yearling Stakes, which is for 2-year-olds who have been through the Doncaster Bloodstock Sales, and it's over the 6-furlong trip. Thunderstrike heads the betting this morning, but he's on the drift a little bit, and there has been a little bit of money about for the likes of Sleeper King and Nezar Rufford in there as well, also prominent. Quite an open affair to start the card today, Tom. Who'd you like for the 155?
Yeah, an open affair. You could make a case for quite a few. Thunderstrike, he's the second highest rated in the race, and no surprise that he has been supported. Sleeper King comes out on top on the ratings at 103. So Kevin Ryan, this is a race he's won before, so I'd certainly keep an eye on Kevin Ryan's runners. He's got a few in there. Touch the Clouds has pegged for a four-timer at the moment, so I'd be keeping an eye on Touch the Clouds. The one I like, though, is Nezar, who just got touched off last time after when trying to build on his maiden win. William Haggis's horse in good form, and he's nicely drawn in the middle, so I'd keep an eye on Nezar.
OK, Nezar in the opener, then on to the second race. This is the 2:30, and this is the Lowther Stakes, which is a Group 2 for 2-year-old fillies, and it's over the 6-furlong trip. It's your first ride of the day as well, Tom. You're on George Margison's Lucky Crystal, who's won 3 of her 4 starts, including the Group 2 at Newmarket last time. Her only defeat came in the Albany at Royal Ascot, so pretty good form for Lucky Crystal. She's currently joint favourite with the unbeaten Jay Wonder. How do you see the 2:30 going, Tom?
Yeah, I like Lucky Crystal a lot. She was impressive last time. Her only time she was beaten was in the Albany, but probably things didn't go too well on that occasion. She likes to be held up a little bit. We've got a 3-pound penalty, but apparently her work's been absolutely top-notch stuff. It's competitive enough stuff. I think, yeah, Jay Wonder has obviously got to be respected. I think maybe Wind Fire could chase me home, who won impressively last time at Newbury. I think she may be the one, but I wouldn't swap Lucky Crystal for anything else in the race.
OK. On to the 3:05 next, race 3 on the card. It's the Clipper Logistics Stakes, which is a Class 2 handicap over 1 mile. Wentworth has been strong at the top of the betting this morning. So too has Queensbury Rules. And you're in action here as well, Tom. You're on Prince of Jahan, who has won some valuable prizes in his career. He's won the Cambridgeshire, the Royal Hunt Cup. Probably found 7 furlongs a bit too sharp last time and has been handed a bit of a tricky draw this afternoon in stall 19. What are your thoughts regarding that?
Yeah, it's a tricky draw, as you say. He's been contested in some top races. He certainly earned his rating, and he's got the experience and with a bit of luck from that draw,
he could certainly be involved. But it's tough stuff. I mean, Pintura is a force to be reckoned with. Wentworth, obviously, clearly well thought of and won smartly at Goodwood latest, but won cleverly on that occasion. He'd be certainly one to keep an eye on, drawn six. Windhoek is another one you'd be keeping an eye on, drawn three. Joe Fanning again amongst the winners yesterday, so you'd be keeping an eye on him for most certainly. Queensbury Rules, another one who's running well and been contesting some top races as well, but I'd keep an eye on Windhoek. It looks like it could be a slightly bigger price and you'd get a little bit of value.
Okay, the feature race is up next. This is the 3:40. It's the big race of the day. It's the Yorkshire Oaks, which is a Group 1 for fillies and mares. It's the next instalment in the British Champions Series, and we're over a mile and a half. A really good renewal of the Yorkshire Oaks this year as well. We've got the Fugue at the top of the betting this morning, who was only just touched off in this race last year behind Sharita. Vilas de Milo is the second favourite, and her only defeat came when she was second in the Irish Oaks. We've then got Riposte in there at 11-2, who's now your ride, Tom, after Wild Coco has been taken out. The ground too fast for Wild Coco?
Yeah, the rain never arrived for Wild Coco, so I'll take the ride in Riposte, and she's, to be honest, it wasn't a decision that I made too easily between Riposte and Wild Coco. There's only a pound between them on the rating. Obviously, Riposte gets or Wild Coco gets slightly more weight for age, but Riposte have a good chance. She ran well enough in a race that wasn't suited to her liking too much in the Irish Oaks. I probably had to sit a little bit closer to the pace than I wanted to because of the slow fractions that were being set. But if we get a bit of a tempo here, and I can drop her in and play it by ear and come with a nice run there late on, she can run very well. I mean, she was an impressive winner and yeah, I'm quite happy to take the ride. I suppose the Fugue is the one I would fear most, and obviously Vilas de Milo, you'd have to respect having beaten us at the Curragh, but I'm quite happy to take the ride in Riposte. I think she's got a fantastic chance, and as I said, the Fugue is the one I fear.
Okay, then the penultimate race is the 4:20, and this is the EBF Goldtrust Stakes, which is a listed race for fillies and mares over a mile and a half. And you're back in action, Tom. You're on Songbird, who's a progressive filly. She's well related as well, and after just three starts, she should be open to plenty of improvement. What are your chances on Songbird?
Yeah, that's right. The last time she was just touched off for the three timer, she was slightly unlucky at Newbury. Not to get the verdict, I don't know if things panned out the way she wants or not. Considered actually running her in, she was in the Yorkshire Oaks for quite some time, but they've gone for this race, a slightly easier option, and her work's been good, and say is probably the biggest danger, but I wouldn't swap her for anything. And her owner, Sir Robert Ogden, he clearly loves to get a winner in the nails, man, and we'll be trying our utmost to keep him in the winners as well.
Okay, and the final race at York this afternoon is the 4:55. We finish with a Class 2 7 furlong handicap for fillies. Wide open as well. We've got 5-1 joint favourites at the top of the betting this morning. In fact, Gazabar's just gone clear favourite at 4-1, lightly raced. Nerpa is second in at 5-1, seeking the hat-trick here. It's then 15-2 about She's a Star, 8-1 for Dutch Rose, and 12-1 our bigger price as the rest. You could give any number of these a chance here, Tom. Who'd you like for the lucky last?
I like Gazabar, to be honest with you. A nice draw, and as I mentioned before, William Haggins' horses remain in tip-top shape. I think the rating of 84 is fairly all right. Likely race three-year-old could get the verdict. The main danger is probably Norpor, in my opinion. Desert Image would certainly have to be respected. Also, as I said, Norfolk is probably the biggest danger to Gazba, but the draw may come against Norfolk, so we'll go with the William Haggins runner, Gazba.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much again for talking to us, Tom. Good luck with your rides at York today, and we'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Cheers, Mark. Bye now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.